Welcome to the Driving Your Marketing Podcast, where small business entrepreneurs come to discover the strategies, systems, and tools to kick their marketing into high gear. If you want to go from surviving small business owner to thriving entrepreneur, you're in the right place. Let's get ready to roll. All right, welcome everybody. This is Eli Delaney, the creator of the Driving Your Marketing Podcast, and we're here with another episode. And of course, as always, the whole reason why we do this is to bring in cool guests and teach small business entrepreneurs, solopreneurs, all the things that they can do to take control of their marketing and understand that marketing does not have to be scary, complicated, or expensive. It is something that we all should take and embrace, and of course, it's the lifeblood of our business. So today, I am very honored to have Jim Kukral. He is in 16 years an internet marketing professional who has been recently named Dun & Bradstreet as one of the most influential small business people on Twitter. Jim also serves as the program faculty member for the University of San Francisco's Internet Marketing Program, where he teaches classes to students all around the globe on internet marketing, entrepreneurship, social media, in addition to smallbiztrends.com. They just chose Jim as one of the top small business influencers online, and he has written several books. I actually remember my first introduction to Jim was when he was the guy who totally embraced the flip video and helped make it as cool and as popular as it is. So, Jim, thank you so much for joining us today.
Hey, my pleasure to be here. I really enjoy coming on and talking on shows like this, and you've got a great one here, so I'm my honor to be here.
All right. Thank you so much. And, you know, like I said, I remember, you know, I don't even remember how long ago that was, but I remember when the flip video just barely started getting popular, you had a whole bunch of stuff about how to use a flip video as a great marketing tool, and that's where I actually first got introduced to you.
Yeah, I had a site called buytheflip.com, and I bought one of those cameras at Best Buy when they first came out, and I said, wow, with the combination of YouTube really is going to change the world, because it allows anyone, the similar way that we're self-publishing with books now and everyone was able to start creating their own content with blog software, you know, YouTube and the flip cameras changed everything as well. Now anyone can make simple videos without having to have a $1,000 camera. And yeah, that really changed a lot of things for me as well. It was a lot of fun to do.
Yeah, very cool. So let's go ahead and start off. How did you get started in the world of marketing and internet marketing? You've been in the business for over 16 years. Where did you get your start on all of this?
Yeah, you know, I was right at the right place, right time kind of thing. I was a couple years out of college, went to the University of Akron, and I had a couple job offers. I had a job offer I was doing graphic design. You know, this was before the internet. So, you know, I was actually working as a yellow page ad builder in the basement of an Altel building in Hudson, Ohio, where I would make phone book ads. And I had a couple job offers, one from an advertising agency who was very typical traditional ad agency that wanted to continue to do print stuff. Then I found this other company who my buddy was working at, and they called it a new media company. And I was like, what does that mean? And they said, well, they're going to start working on this internet stuff. And I'm like, well, okay. You know, not a lot of people were really doing much stuff on the internet back then. And I said, all right, well, I guess I'll take that job. It sounds like it's got more opportunity. First day on the job, they handed me an HTML book, and they said, learn this. And I sat down and took my graphic design skills, the limited ones I had, and I turned them into starting building websites. And we grew that business from the four of us to 60 people in a year and a half. I built some of the biggest companies in the world. I built their first websites, Ernst & Young and Sherwin-Williams and Progressive Auto Insurance. You know, by the way, those are all Cleveland companies because we're here in Cleveland. And right. Built those websites from scratch by hand and started to grow the business. And that's how I got my start, you know, with that part. What I quickly realized was, though, over the years, is that I was a, you know, marginal designer at best, and I was better at the marketing end of it. right? So I was better at the content creation of the entrepreneurial part of it, the building online businesses and coming up with ideas and marketing things. So I started building my own websites because I was like, well, hey, I know how to do this now. Not a lot of people know how to do this. I can do it myself. So I started building my own websites and I started getting involved in affiliate marketing because I realized that, wow, look, I can build websites. I can market them myself. I can design them, put them up online. Not many people can do this. And I can put affiliate marketing links on the websites and get them ranked high in the search engines and make a lot of money. So at one point I had 60 to 70 websites going where different topics, you know, doing really well. And I did that. I started another business. So that's really how I got started. I've been just sticking my hands in the mud and figuring the stuff out, which is a theme you'll hear a lot from me in my books and when I speak. You have to be able just to go out and stick your hands in the dirt and get them dirty and figure this stuff out. There is no secret formula, magic bullet, push a button, get rich, build a career. You're going to have to just keep doing it. And that's the theme of my entire career.
Right. And that is so cool. There's a couple of things in there that you just mentioned that are pretty cool. Number one is when you started when the internet was just getting started and you said that you got into doing affiliate marketing. Now, let's go ahead and define affiliate marketing because I know that there are some people that, you know, what you and I would call offliners, people that aren't so savvy on the internet marketing space that don't know what affiliate marketing really is yet. And it is such a cool opportunity. So let's go ahead and define that real quick just for the people that don't know because there are still some that don't.
Yeah, no problem. You know, I teach a class at the University of San Francisco's internet program about affiliate marketing, so I get it. And I hear exactly what you're saying. Let me put it to you this way. It's referral marketing. The best example I can give you is I grew up in the 70s. So some Saturday in like 1975, a salesperson showed up at my parents' door. You know, before cell phones, before internet, before computers, right? And they showed up at my parents' door and they said, hey, do you want your child to be smart? We're selling these things called Encyclopedia Britannicas. Mm-hmm. Now, if you are from that age, you know, you realize that before the internet, if you wanted to get educated, you would ask somebody, you would go to the library, or you would have a set of Encyclopedia Britannicas in your closet, which would be a books about, from A to Z, about, you know, find about as much you could find out about the country of Ghana or something, mm-hmm. right? So anyway, this salesperson would come to the door and they'd say, we'll sell you this set of Encyclopedia Britannica so your children can be smart for $100. Now, that salesperson worked on a commission. And the commission is, let's just make it up. Let's say that they got 50%. So every time they sold a set for $100, they made $50, 50% of $100, okay? We all understand that concept. It's the concept of referral marketing, okay?
Right.
Same thing if your mechanic said, hey, every time you send somebody down to me and they drop your name, I'll give you $50, right? We've all done that before. The problem with that type of marketing is this. A lot of things can go wrong in that situation. You send your neighbor down there. Well, your neighbor forgets to drop your name. You lose $50. Your neighbor drops your name, but the mechanic forgets to write it down that he owes you $50. The mechanic lies and says, oh, I was just kidding. I wasn't really going to pay Jim that money. So they don't pay you your $50, right? So that whole model of commission-based marketing kind of falls apart because there is nothing to hold it together. And that's where affiliate marketing comes in. With the dawn of the internet and the dawn of transactions online, when you can place an order through a computer over the internet, there came affiliate marketing, which is the same thing as referral marketing, except it's all about the tracking code. So now I can take a link from Amazon that Amazon gives me that's got my specially coded ID in it, and if I put it on my website and someone clicks on that link or that banner ad and they go buy something from Amazon, it tracks it and says, hey, Jim, one of your affiliates sold something or referred somebody, and you need to pay them their commission. So that's the big difference, and that's how it works now. It's all done through tracking code. So it's essentially making money by recommending things. right? Which is the beauty of it. So if you're into something, you want to recommend things to people, you grab some tracking code online and you put it on your website, you put it on your blog, you put it in your email. When people click on it and they buy something, you get commission.
Right. Well, and that's the great thing. And there's so many people that don't realize how much opportunity there is with using this kind of method as an additional income stream to what you're already doing. And I think especially businesses that are like small mom and pop type businesses, they've got so much opportunity. And if you think about it, you kind of go back to, you know, the old school of the offline world where, say, like a carpet cleaner would be a referral partner with the dry cleaners.
Oh, absolutely. And,
yeah.
Absolutely.
And you can still do that in the offline world. It's just that when we think about affiliate marketing, that's where the online world where the internet marketing space has actually built the system that makes it very easy to track and make sure that everybody gets the commissions that they're owed and the promotional tools that they should use to help promote that, you know, to make make life easier for everybody.
That's key, right.
Exactly. So it's definitely something that I wanted you to kind of talk a little bit more about that because of the fact that affiliate marketing is such a huge opportunity for anybody in business. You can find other businesses that are out there that complement what you do that may or may not be direct competitors. Most of the time people don't want to obviously promote their competitors. There's even situations where that comes into play. I've found there are times where somebody else has a product that would be very, very similar to one of our products, but I know that it's just a little bit different and I can vouch for the fact that it's a great product. So I'll promote it out there. I'll say, you know what, this is something I would highly recommend checking out. And if people buy, they just may be a better fit for that person than they would be for me, but I still end up getting a commission off of it. So I still make a little bit of money off of it.
Absolutely. You can absolutely do that. It can be a really great third-party revenue stream in addition to the revenue you're currently making. You know, affiliate marketing is a billion-dollar business. This is not some small-time thing, you know. Mm-hmm. You can make a lot of money doing this. It's also very, very hard to do. It's not like you can just grab a link and, you know, throw it out on your website and put some banners up and you're going to make millions of dollars overnight. It's like anything else. You're going to have to work at it. But the opportunity to make money, but this is why I love the internet so much. The opportunity is there for every single person. It's not like it was before the internet where it would take 20 to 30 years to build a brand and so much time to build strong business. You can do things almost immediately now with the tiny low cost of getting in if you just go out there, learn about them, and try.
Mm-hmm. Now, I couldn't agree more. And it's, you know, that's the great thing about the opportunity that's out there in today's world is that there's so much available. We can learn about, you know, affiliate marketing. You can learn about, you know, just starting any kind of online business. And I mean, there's so many different opportunities that are out there in today's world that you can do just about anything and you figure out what's going to be the best fit for you and your personality and just run with it.
Yep, got to go do it.
Yep, that's pretty much it. All right, now, you talked about the no magic bullets, and I love that you brought that up because that is something that I am always talking about as well. And so let's talk about, you know, the mindset behind, you know, getting business, especially online-related businesses, and what, you know, what do you need to do to really embrace saying, hey, this is what I want to do, and find the success with that?
Well, I mean, first of all, when you start telling people that there's no magic bullets, when a lot, you know, some people like tune out because they're like, oh man, mm-hmm. you know, they get depressed and they're like, oh, everyone always told me, I always assumed the internet, everyone just made money with clicking a button. We all know that that's not true. You knew that wasn't true, right?
Right.
Like I said, the opportunity is there. So you have the chance. So what I like to do is to help people figure out how to, you know, build a business around a lifestyle. And I wrote a couple of books about this, and I call it Business Around a Lifestyle. And the concept is you first have to figure out what type of life you want. And the problem with most people is, and not with most people, with everyone really, is that from birth we're taught that we should, you know, go to school, get a job we don't like, work, pay our bills, do all this stuff, and, you know, just pretty much go through the hamster wheel of life. And, you know, people who you see on the streets and people who you meet who are always seem to be happy and always seem to be taking vacations and they always seem to be loving their lives and what they do, and like you kind of just hate those people. You're just like, what are those people? What if, man? And what happens in your head is you start to make rationalizations. You say, oh well, they must have inherited money, or they just got lucky, they won the lottery, or something like that. I'm here to tell you right now, once you start hanging around with those types of people, you learn one thing really quickly, is that those people busted their butt to get where they are, to build the lifestyle that they wanted, and it did not happen overnight. Chris Brogan always writes about the overnight success story, right? I'm a 16-year overnight success story, right? Mm-hmm. I'm living the life that I want because I've done it over 16 years of building a brand and building the lifestyle that I want. So think about what you want. If you want to work 20 hours a week, you want to work 4 hours a week, like the famous Tim Ferriss book, The 4-Hour Work Week. You know, the concept of that book is you got to figure out what you want your lifestyle to be first. Then you can build a business around it. And because of the power of the internet and social media and affiliate marketing and everything, the opportunity is greater than it ever has been in the history of the world.
Right.
I'm saying that in the history of the world, everybody has an opportunity now. I can show you hundreds of thousands of case studies of people who have done it. In my book, Attention, that's all I do is talk about people who have basically built entire businesses by getting attention and having people notice who they are and building brands online and building successful businesses. So start thinking about what type of life you want to have first. And stop discrediting it. Stop saying, you know what, I could never have that. Stop saying things like that. You can. You just got to start thinking about it, and then you got to figure out how to build it. And there are ways to do it.
Right. Well, and I think that's really an important concept to even to stop and think about, because so many people don't do that. And, you know, you and I have talked about this just recently. I had a small stint in the hospital. And for people listening, basically the quick and dirty version was ended up going to the ER for sharp pain, ended up having a blood clot going to one of my kidneys, and was in the hospital for 5 days and spent the last 3 weeks recovering from this. I'm still not 100% yet. And that experience actually made me really think about this topic that we're talking about right now, the lifestyle around, you know, build your business around a lifestyle. And I stopped and was like realizing that, you know, for me, I'm a workaholic. I love what I do. So I tend to spend, you know, 12 or 15 hours a day doing it, because to me, it's not work. I really do enjoy it. The problem is that then I get so entrenched with it, and the way I built my business was it's so dependent on me that in the time I was down and couldn't work, my business pretty much stopped. And right. I realized that was not what I wanted. That's not the way I should have been building my business. So now I'm going back through, and that experience made me stop and go through this exercise we're talking about right now, saying, okay, how am I going to change this and do this right? And the first thing that I did was stop and figure out, okay, you know, when I first was set out of the hospital, they pretty much said I was very limited on how much I was going to be able to work. And I'm like, okay, if I can only work, say, an hour a day, what am I going to do to make this succeed? And so I changed my whole mindset in the actions that I take, what I focus on, and what I'm doing in the business, and am making basically the checklist of here's the things that are important and that are going to still grow my business while giving me that freedom. And here's the things that were keeping me tied down that I need to get rid of.
Yeah, and everybody needs to do that. You really need to do that. And sometimes, like you, and it happened through me as well, you have to be forced into it. I had a similar experience about, was 4 or 5 years ago, where I tell the story in my book, How to Catch Happy, about how I had my first panic attack and I thought I was going to die. Mm-hmm. And I had, you know, it turns out it was just anxiety, but you know, it's a very scary moment for people when you have your first panic attack, and it makes you reevaluate things. And I changed the way that I wanted my business to go and my life to go after that. And sometimes you have to be forced into it, and hopefully you don't, but sometimes that's the way you have to do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, and that's you know, that's what happened with me. Is like it was a wake up call, essentially. And I think it's something that's really important for all of us to stop and really think about. If you are put in that situation, or you were put in that situation, what would you do? How would you design your business to make that work? Because, you know, we realize that that's what we have to do. You know, you hear successes all the time from people who, you know, they were, you know, the single mother who was struggling just to put food on the table, and they grew their business and now they're multimillionaires. It's not because they got lucky. It's because they figured out how to build it the right way. And I think all of us really need to stop and take that time, you know, spend, you know, just 1 hour, stop and actually just write out what would be your business, your perfect business lifestyle.
Yeah, and, you know, the first step is the belief, okay? Start believing that it is possible, okay? And the second step is just educating yourself in the basics of what, how to create a profitable business, okay? So I want to give you a couple tips here, because I love to talk about the high-level stuff, but I want people to walk out of any interview that I do or anything I do with okay, Jim gave me something to think about, all right? Understand this, okay? There are two reasons people use the Internet, and two reasons only. Number one, to have a problem solved, and number two, to be entertained. Those are the only two reasons people use anything on the Internet. Think about it. You go to Google or any search engine, and you type in, I'm looking for a solution to a problem. I'm looking for a chicken marsala recipe. I'm looking for how to fix a flat tire, right? Start thinking about the searches you do, because you're doing them subconsciously now. We've all become so good and so used to searching now, we don't even think about it. Start actually thinking about all the searches you've done in the last 24 hours, and you will know I'm exactly right. You went to have a problem solved, or you were looking to be entertained. You wanted to watch a video or music or something, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now you need to start, once you understand that concept, now you understand how people make money and how people are successful, because if you can solve people's problems or entertain them, you can be successful, okay? So what is it that you do? What is it that you know a lot about that you can solve people's problems? I'll give you a good example. This is one of my favorite ones I talk about in my Business Around a Lifestyle Volume 1 book. There was a kid in, I believe it was Australia. If I'm wrong, it's in my book. And he loved playing video games, right? And he didn't want to work, and he wanted an iPhone, and he asked his parents for an iPhone, and they were like, we're not going to buy you an iPhone. Go get a job at Walmart. And he's like, I don't want to work at Walmart. Just like most teenagers, right?
Mm-hmm.
So his PlayStation broke, right? So this is horrible if you have a teenager and their video game system breaks. Apparently the red light or the yellow light, I forget whatever it is, came on it, and he did a quick search on the Internet for, you know, red light broken on PlayStation 3, and he found out that what you had to do was to get it fixed was you had to send it back to them, and it would take 3 to 5 weeks and cost you, you know, $55. So he's like, wait a minute, I'm going to be without my PlayStation for 5 weeks? This is unacceptable, right? So what did he do? He took apart his machine and he figured out how to fix it, okay?
Right.
And then and here's the key moment. He said to himself, boy, I wonder if other people like me might pay for that information. And that's the moment that each and every single one of you need to have in your head. Other people are coming online, they have problems, small problems, big problems, right? How many millions of people have a PlayStation 3, and how many of those people also had the red light problem come out? So what did he do? He created a website called PS3RedLightFix.com or something like that. I forget what it is, right? And he said, he put on the website, he goes, I know how to fix this problem. So here's your options. Number one, you can send it back to them and wait 5 weeks for your PlayStation thing. Or guess what? You can give me $35 right now through my PayPal account, and I'll send you an ebook and a little video that shows you how to fix it in the next 30 minutes. Which one do you want? Right?
Right.
Put this online, kid is making hundreds of thousands of dollars. He hired his dad, his mom, and his brother to work for him. He's still in school, and he does the work on weeknights and on weekends. He answers emails and responds to people. Okay? This is unbelievable. Find a problem that people have. Go past, figure out how to fix that problem, and then give people that information. This is what Seth Godin said in his book, The Dip, right? If you think about this curve, this is mountain, right? And you got to push over the top of the mountain, right? That's figuring out the solution to the problem. But once you're over the mountain, you figured it out. Most people refuse to go over the mountain. They refuse to put the effort and the time in and the hard work in to figure out how to fix a problem. But once you're the expert, once you know how to do that and other people have that problem, you can sell it to them all day long. And that's the basic concept. So what do you know? What do you know that other people don't, that problem that you can solve? And then just build a business around it.
Very cool. Awesome stuff. And that is so true. That's really the basic, you know, basic foundations of any successful business is figure out what's the problem that other people have and sell them the solution.
Absolutely.
It's as simple as it gets. It really is. Now, one of the things that you've done, and you've done this so well, and we talked about this a little bit with the launch of your flip video related stuff, but you use a lot of video in your marketing. What would you say on, you know, how to get started with that easily, and what are some of the most important elements to keep in mind when you're using video? Because I know there's so much out there that honestly just isn't very good stuff. So let's talk about those.
Yeah, so first off, let me tell you how I ended up making a lot of money with the flip video stuff. So I was one of the first people to start playing around with the flip video cameras, and I figured out how to film with them and how to make videos in my office with cheap lights from Home Depot that I bought, mm-hmm. All that kind of stuff. So I was like, wow, boy, I know a lot about how to do this. And I'll give you the same exact example as I just gave you with the other guy. I made a little site called onlinevideotoolkit.com. And I made 10 videos, and I said, here's 10 videos that'll show you how to use this camera, how to make videos free. And I made it free. I said, you just have to give me your email address. And I've had literally thousands and thousands of people sign up for this thing. And I just gave away the solution to a problem. And you're like, well, Jim, how'd you make money with that? Well, guess what? Once you got signed up, I had your email address. And I would send you email links to affiliate links to buy the flip camera or other related products that you might need to make videos, right? And I made a lot of money, just by giving away free information and then recommending products. So that's one way I've done it, okay? In the world that we live in now, though, you know, the videos have gone exploded. I mean, YouTube changed everything. YouTube changed everything because before YouTube, if you were a business or a brand and you wanted to put a video out there, you had to hire this big professional video production firm, and the video had to be perfect, and you had to spend $100,000 and all this stuff. Guess what happened, though? YouTube made videos acceptable to not being perfect anymore. People now appreciate the authenticity in real videos of a person just looking into the camera and giving you the answer instead of this overly produced big video, which is not good for the video production houses because they were making a lot of money. But the truth is now you can do it. So with the tools that are available online, the cheap cameras and a little drive, you can go out and make videos that just wow people, that solve people's problems. You could create an online video course about how to do anything, you know, how to put together IKEA furniture, right? You could put together your own the 10-step how to put together IKEA furniture course and film yourself doing it and put it up online and sell it to people, right? Because back to that same thing. So, and why do videos work? They work because, you know, people don't like to read anymore, really. What if you really think about the internet, we don't like to read long amounts of stuff. If you go to any web page, picture in your head, and this is how you do it. You go and you look at the headline, you read the headline, you read the first sentence of the first paragraph, and then you jump down to the next subhead. You read the subheadline. If there's bullet points, you might read a couple bullet points. You scroll the page, you scan the page, you scroll down, you look for something to click on. That's the exact pattern that every single person does when they go to any website, mm-hmm. right? Which means people don't read, they scan. Okay, this is something I read in a book that's one of my favorite books that I highly recommend everyone pick up by Steve Krug, K-R-U-G. The book is called Don't Make Me Think. And the book is like 13 years old now, and I read it every year, and it's still one of the best books on usability and how people think about how they use the Internet. I highly recommend it. It's full of great pictures. It will change the way you think about how you build online businesses and content. Mm-hmm. But people don't read, they scan. And when you get even further than that, we're bombarded with thousands of advertising messages a day now. And videos, at the current point we're at right now, are just such an amazing way to communicate what it is you do in a quick instant to people now. Because, again, people aren't going to sit. They're not. I know that there's people listening to this right now, and they're like, Jim, this Jim guy, he's totally wrong. I read everything. I read 50,000 words. No, okay, you're the exception, right? The 99.999% of the world does not want to read anything. They just want to quickly get the information they can as fast as they possibly can off a website and move on with their day. That's how everything works, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when you have a video, you can engage somebody. You can get someone to pay attention for longer than that 6 seconds, right? You might get them to pay attention for 30 seconds or 60 seconds. And that's why videos do such an amazing job. If you can explain what it is, problem you solve, and what you do quickly to somebody, you've got about 1,000% more chance of getting them to take an action, which is to download, to buy, to subscribe, to whatever it is. And we're all, this is all about the business of getting people to take an action, right? This is everyone is a salesperson now. Everyone is a marketer. Mm-hmm. If you have a business, everyone. And you have to do your best job of getting people to convert, getting people to subscribe to you or buy from you or doing it. It's not good enough anymore to throw up a trifold brochure website and just have some content on there and expect people are just going to give you lots of money and pay attention to you. It doesn't work that way anymore. You have to be able to engage people.
Right. Well, and I think that really goes down to your first fundamental rule, which is the two reasons why people come to or use the Internet. One is to solve a problem. The second is to be entertained. And I think video adds that capability to solve a problem and entertain all in one shot.
It sure does. You put some music in. I mean, it's the ultimate medium for visual and sound, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it engages people on multiple levels. I mean, my firm, I have a company that creates explainer videos for people. It's called funnervids.com.
Mm-hmm.
And we make short, minute to 2 minute explainer videos, video sales demos for people. You've seen those. You stick them on the front of your website. They got a little character that comes up. And it kind of talks about what the business does. Those things are 1,000 times more engaging than a paragraph of copy on the front of your website. And people
right.
will sit and pay attention to them.
Right. And they're fun. They're cool. And people like that kind of stuff. I mean, I can say that I increased the stick rate on our homepage purely by adding an intro video of me talking.
Yeah.
And it was just me saying, hey, I'm Eli. This is what I do. This is why we have this site. Here's, how you can find out more information about us. And it was a very short introduction video. And that instantly, putting that on the website made a huge difference on the stick rate of our homepage.
And again, most people aren't doing it because they're still under the belief that it's going to cost them, $20,000 to do. Yeah, if you want to go spend that much money to do it, you can have a really great video. Guess what? You can go get a simple camera and film something yourself, a 30-second welcome clip that's going to increase your sales overnight.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll take you a little bit of work. Stop playing video games. Stop watching stop watching TV. Take the week off from video games and TV and instead figure out how to make this video and put it up on your website. I mean, it's a business, and these things will help you. Videos will help.
Right. Very cool. All right, so let's talk, you know, with the fact of using video, we know video is important. We know that, you know, catching people's attention and getting your message out there, getting your products and services out there are important. Obviously, we know that that boils around content. You've got to have something to say. And I know this is one of my favorite topics to talk about. Let's talk about creating remarkable content.
Right. You know, any you've been people have been beating the drum of this content creation for the last couple of years. I mean, it's always been true, especially on the internet. But the big term that has come up in the last 2, 3 years now that everybody's talking about is content marketing, which is, you know, creating content to drive, you know, prospects and leads, right? Which is, you know, writing books and creating videos and blog posts and podcasts and everything. And I think everyone buys into that concept now. Hopefully, if you don't, you should, because it's the number one way to generate sales and leads and publicity for your business or your brand without having to spend a ton of money, right? It's just about creating content. So, but the thing that a lot of people don't talk about is that it's got to be remarkable. And I always say that if you want to be remarkable, you have to do something remarkable, right? And, you know, in the past, content marketing used to mean, oh, let's go out and quickly create 1,000 junky articles written by some guy in some foreign country about our topic and throw it up on our website, right? And that used to work, right? That used to work because Google was different and the world was different. And that might have worked in the past, but you can't do that anymore. Now, the game has just gone up a whole nother level. You can't just throw up a junky podcast and junky blog posts and junky books and stuff anymore. There's no room for any of that anymore. Google sees right through it. Your customers see right through it. You have to start thinking about creating remarkable content. That's what people share. That's what makes things go viral. That's what makes people pay attention to you. I always like to say, emotions create reactions. So when you're like saying, well, Jim, how do I create remarkable content? Here's what you need to know. Think about that. Emotions create reactions. When was the last time you shared something that was you were just like, right? Or blah, right? What's the first thing you do when you watch a video on YouTube or Facebook that makes you laugh or cry or get angry, right? You know the answer. You share it, right? And why is that? Because emotions create reactions, and we are all in the business of reactions. You know, so every time you're like saying to yourself, "Well, how do I create remarkable content, Jim?" Well, what emotion are you going to make in the person who reads this? Are they going to be like, wow, that's an emotion? Are they going to be angry? Are they going to be joyous? Are they going to be sad? When you can elicit an emotion in somebody, you can usually get them to do something, share it, download, act, purchase, whatever. So think about that. What can you create that's going to make people have some type of emotional reaction?
Right. And I couldn't agree more with that. And I see, you know, so many people. I mean, think about some of the most popular people out there. I mean, think of like Howard Stern. I mean, people have either they love him or they hate him, but he has intense raving fans that watch or they listen to every single show that he's got purely because of the fact that he draws on people's emotions. You know,
Right,
and
and that's an
that's
extreme example of somebody who's, you know, going to one side or the other, you know. And that brings up a good point, which is, you know, I wrote a book called Attention, and I talk about, you know, how attention equals revenue. And, you know, one of the things I talk about in the book is, you know, how once you get people to look at you, which is, you know, the easier part, you can turn that into revenue, which goes along with the whole lines of this emotions equal reactions thing. And you have to, you know, you have to be, one of the things I've learned is that you have to be authentic in who you are. Now, where it gets difficult is, with the Howard Stern example, is like somebody's listening to this and they're like, all right, Jim, I'm a tax attorney from Cleveland. I'm not Howard Stern. I'm not going to go out and start doing talking about crazy stuff. My business is boring, right? I'm not. How am I going to create any emotional, creative content? You know, that can be very tricky. You are absolutely right. When you're in a situation like that, you want to just be yourself. Don't ever try to be something you're not and try.
Right.
But I will tell you this, okay? I want you to at least think about being a little bit different, because in a world of 1,000 tax attorneys in the 30-mile area here from my office, because, you know, let's think about this for a second. What differentiates you from all 1,000 of those, right? And sometimes you got to be just a little bit different to get noticed. Mm-hmm. And this is a big theme that I talk about in the book, you know, getting people to look your way. I interview one of my favorite people in the world. Do you know who Matthew Lesko is?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you do. Most people don't. Matthew Lesko, if you haven't seen, you may have been watching late night television one night and you saw the crazy guy with the white hair wearing the fluorescent orange suit with the black question marks all over it, screaming at you about how you can make money for free from the government.
Mm-hmm.
That's Matthew Lesko, and he's the question mark guy, and he's become a good friend of mine. And he's totally authentic, wacky guy, but he's a great guy. But the guy's built a 35-year career off of being this crazy, wacky guy who sells people information about how they can get money from the government, right? And it all sounds so scammy, but it's not. The guy is really, really that way. He wears those suits all over the world. You think, like, I love interviewing him. You think that he, like, puts that suit on once he gets to the TV show, right, if he's going to be on a TV show? No. He puts that suit on. By the way, he has, like, 10 of those suits, all in different colors.
Right.
He puts the suit on in his bedroom, gets in his car, which is also pink and has question marks all over it, drives it to the airport, wears it on the plane, and wears it everywhere. He wears it to Target, right?
Mm-hmm.
So this is a guy who authentically believes in what he does and his attitude, and he's built a 35-year career and made millions and millions of dollars just by acting a little bit different. So the point I'm trying to make to you is, if you're, you know, somebody who's in a business that you're like, well, I'm not going to put on a question mark suit, Jim. Okay. Well, I don't think you need to do that, but you need to stop thinking that you can survive being just like everybody else. You might be able to survive, but are you ever going to excel? Are you ever going to own the market share by being that person? And the answer is probably not. And what I would ask you is your ego holding you back from being successful? Okay? And this is a kind of a gut check moment for a lot of people who are struggling in business, and they can't bring themselves to ever get to the point where they want to take a chance and do something a little bit different to stand out. Is your ego stopping you? Are you saying to myself, well, I can't try anything fun, or I can't try anything new because maybe I'll look foolish, or maybe people won't. There's a lot of maybes in there. What if it works?
Mm-hmm. Right. And that is so true. There's so many people that do get held back, and I can even relate to that. I've been there before, so I totally get it. And that's one thing I can say, that if you can find something that stands out for you that makes you unique, and it may not have anything to do with actually your business itself. It may be something that's related to you, part of your personality or hobby or something like that. Like, as an example, for me, a lot of times, you know, I tell stories about when I used to be a roadie, because that's part of my history. I was a rocker. And I started talking to people like that, and they're like, oh, okay, so now they're seeing a totally different side that has absolutely nothing to do with the actual business, but it's something that makes me stand out in the process.
Yeah, and that's a whole other point. I mean, I can go through – I've got so many of these points. Telling stories, right? You said you were a roadie. The first thing in my head is, I'm like, wow, this is great. I'd love to hear some stories about you being a roadie, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, how why couldn't you take the stories about you being a roadie and transform that into a book related to your business? You know, the 10 things I learned about being an entrepreneur from being a roadie.
Mm-hmm.
For 10 years with the Grateful Dead or something, right? I mean, yeah. that's a remarkable, awesome story piece of content right there.
Right. Well, very cool. And you just brought up something else too. Now, today's today's world, especially if we want to stand out, more and more business owners are starting to write books. So let's talk a little bit about that. And it doesn't mean you have to have a contract with a big company. We're talking about even a lot of self-publishing and how you can write books and actually use that for lead generation.
Well, yeah. The world has changed, since blogging. Remember how hard it was to get your information or your thoughts or feelings or content out there before blogging, right? You had to go through a newspaper editor or a television producer or a radio show host or something, right? Think about that. Think about every musician in the world who had to go through some, agent or a record company or some DJ to get famous, right? Now, because of the internet, because of blogging and social media and everything, the gatekeepers are all gone. I mean, they're still there, but the opportunity for you to create content and get it out there in any capacity is there. And that's exactly what's happening in the book business right now, which is before, Amazon made it so darn easy to self-publish. Anyone can self-publish a book now, right? Mm-hmm. Put it online and have it uploaded on Kindle and even get print copies made. Right, you used to have to go and get a book deal from a publisher, and they controlled everything, and they paid you nothing, and then all this stuff. Right, I've done that, by the way. I have a traditionally published book in 2010 put out by Wiley and Sons, and what I realized very quickly was that I could have just done it myself. They didn't really do much besides put it in a hardbound book for me. And I did all my own marketing, and they're giving me 17.5% commission on every book sold. Oh, wow. Right?
Well, and actually, that's kind of high, too. I know a couple of guys in the book publishing world, and that's actually a pretty good commission compared to what a lot of them are putting out there.
So I realized real quickly that, as an entrepreneur, I could do this myself. Now, I've published 8 books since then, self-publish, and I continue to write more. And I use these books as lead generators for my business. I mean, anyone can do this stuff. It doesn't matter who you are. I'm helping people put together books who are financial advisors, right? And what they do is you put together a book that entertains or solves people's problems who are your customers. And then you use those books to generate leads for your business. I get 95% of all my leads from the content I create, whether it's videos or books. And people call me because they read my book, and then they go like, oh, wow, you were right about this, Jim. And at the end of the book, guess what's there? An action where I say, hey, why don't you come and schedule an appointment with me for free, and we'll talk about how I can help you. And that's how I get all my leads. I don't pay for advertising anymore. I haven't paid for ads in over 5 years. Because I create content, I put it out there, and people find me, and they come back to me. And the book, you can do that. Anyone can do this. You can have a book up on Amazon in digital format in the next 24 hours. Now, a lot of you are saying, well, Jim, big deal, digital. Well, let me tell you something. When is the last time, let me put it to you this way. Do you really think that big Barnes & Noble bookstore is going to be there in your neighborhood in 2 years? No. Right, that for every 100 print books they sell over 200 digital books. Okay, the future is phones and e-readers, PCs, and that's how people are going to be consuming content in the future: videos, mobile, books, podcasts, everything, music, everything. And you can have a book, you can put it out there, and it can be distributed across the globe with a click of a button, or in your local community. You can also still have print books made, and you can have those print books and take them to events and sell them. I always talk about the plop, right? The plop is that sound, a book, a hard, because I still get my books printed in hardcover in print too, because there's nothing like the sound of that book when you walk into an interview, and I don't have job interviews anymore, but when I walk into a potential client's office and I take my book and I drop it on the table, everybody picture that sound in your head right now. You know the sound of a book as it hits the table? I got one right here. I'll do it. Right?
Yep.
That's that plop sound. You know what that sound is? It's money. Because the second they hear the sound and see your physical book hitting the copy of their desk, they're like, wow, this is an accredited person. They have credibility. They took the time and effort to put something together in a book format. Not many people have done that. And I don't care if it's a book about tropical fish, and I don't care if it's a book about the 50 ways to do better on your taxes or whatever it is. When you have it and you show it and you hand it to somebody like that, a job interview, or you hand it to a potential client, it helps you stand out. And if you haven't gotten the theme from everything we're talking about today, you need to find ways to stand out and be remarkable if you ever want to get to that point in your life, in your career, where you're living your lifestyle business, being happy, making the money that you want to make, doing the things that you want to do. You have to be able to succumb to these terms and do these things if you ever want to get there.
Right. Very cool. I love it. And that is so, so true. I mean, I can't count the number of times that people, you know, I've known other authors. I know a lot of other authors, and yes, I'm still working on my book. We're almost finished with it, though. I was hoping to get it done this month, and then the whole hospital thing put me behind by 3 weeks. But, you know, I see so many of these guys that they get hired or they get brought in to speak for a business or come in as a consultant or whatever purely because of the fact that they have a book. And the great thing about today's world is you can get a book put out there very, very inexpensively. You do it on demand, you know, like just like Jim said on CreateSpace makes it so easy, which is Amazon system. You can get something up and running so fast, so easy, without have to spend, you know, buy 10,000 copies or anything like you used to have to. And just because you become the published author, you get the credibility and people will see you as the authority.
And by the way, you make more money from the books now because Amazon gives you a 70% cut.
Yeah.
And you can sell the books in your own – you can take them to events or things and sell them in the back of the room and make a ton of money that way too. I actually wrote a book on how to do this called Write a Effing Book Already.
Yep.
And it just – you know, I mean, look, there's so many things you can do.
Yeah. Very, very cool. All right. We are getting close to our time here today, and you've shared so much amazing information. What is – and this is kind of wraps up my one question that I always ask everybody is if there's one action item, one thing that you can get out there and do right away, what would be your best advice for success?
Let's go back to that. Take out a piece of paper, okay? This is an exercise I do with everybody in my books and I do with my clients who want to learn how to build a lifestyle business. Take out a piece of paper and write down in the first column a list of all the things that you're passionate about and you like doing. And if you love playing video games, write playing video games down. Don't try to, you know, say, oh, I can never be successful with doing something that I love, right? That's mm-hmm. the first mistake everybody makes, right? So write down, I love fishing, I love playing video games, make that list, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And once you have that list, you're like, okay, now, since I love those things, in your head, you probably know a lot about those things. It's kind of logical to think that because we love things, we're probably really good at them or know a lot about them. Think about what problems you can solve for those things for other people. Oh, well, guess what? You love playing video games. Well, maybe you're like a really good and you know how to play certain types of first-person shooter video games, and maybe you could help other people learn how to fix or play certain parts of those games that they don't know how to beat or things like that. You see where I'm going? You mm-hmm. have to figure out what it is you know a lot about and what problems you can solve for other people. And so many people don't ever get there because they never get past that first part because they say they devalue what they know. They say, Jim, nobody wants to know about what I know. I'm telling you right now, I don't care if you're the world's best underwater basket weaving person in the world, which is the old joke, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's probably a group on Facebook or on LinkedIn or on the internet who are really into underwater basket weaving and who would really love an expert who would come in and show them how to do it better or teach them how to do it or train them, right? There's absolutely an opportunity for everybody out there to do it. So that's my advice to you, is to figure out what you know a lot about and what you're passionate about and start thinking in terms of that equation. what problem can I solve for other people? And then the light bulb will go off in your head and you'll say, wow, you know what? Jim's right. I really do know a lot about how to take care of houseplants. Why couldn't I write a book about it? Why couldn't I create a video series about it? Why couldn't I start a business teaching other people how to take care of it? It's possible.
Right. Very cool. Awesome, awesome stuff. All right. So how can people get a hold of you and find out more about your stuff and all the cool stuff you've got going on?
Well, the best thing you can do for me is just go to my website, jimkukral.com. It's JimKukral.com, and watch my video. Okay?
All right.
So the first thing you're going to get is my minute and a half video, and I'm going to tell you in that video in a minute and a half exactly what I do and how I can help you. Okay?
Very
so
cool.
I'm practicing what I preach here. And go there, and then you can find links to all my businesses, everything I do on that website. Most of it's in that video, and it'll explain everything about me. So give me 90 seconds of your day. Go to jimkukral.com and watch that video, and you'll get an encompassing summary of everything we just kind of talked about.
Very cool. And what we'll do, we'll make sure we put the links and the links to your books and stuff underneath the show notes, especially the ones that you mentioned today, because I know those are going to be great resources for everybody as well. So, Jim, thank you so much for joining us. This has been an awesome pleasure. And after all these years, it's great to actually have a really in-depth conversation with you. So it's a lot of fun.
It's been my pleasure, and thanks, everybody, for listening. And I know I can be a little long-winded, and I hope you can feel the passion in my voice. Go out and do it. Be successful.
Oh, definitely. We got it. And there's no problem with the long-windedness whatsoever, because you gave us a lot of really great information.
Thank you.
All right, everybody. So that's going to wrap everything up. Thank you so much for listening to us. And, of course, two things. Number one, be sure to catch us on the next episode of Driving Your Marketing. And second thing, if there's anything that I can do to help support you, just reach out and let me know. So get out there, have a rock star week, and we'll talk to you all on the next show. Hey there, this is Eli again, and I got a question for you. Do you have a roadmap for marketing your business? If you're consistently looking for new marketing ideas just to keep your business going, then you need to check out smallbusinessmarketingroadmap.com and download the free special report that I created to help you create a marketing plan that will thrive in any economy. Again, that's smallbusinessmarketingroadmap.com. Go get it, read it, and start the road trip of your lifetime. See you on the other side.